from the WGXC Newsroom. This is the WGXC News Update. Alexandra Zizou reports in the Times Union, an unseasonably warm and mostly snow-free winter may lead to premature emergence of tick nymphs, frogs, and flowers this spring, as well as toxic algal blooms this summer. Mark Schlesinger, chief zoologist at the DEC's New York Natural Heritage Program, said, and I quote, "Any particular winter can see warm-ups and strange aberrations of 50 degrees in February for a short period. It's the long-term patterns we are more concerned about," end quote. While bears emerging early from their winter slumber could be all right with little food to eat, since they stored extra fat last fall, insects out early might not find food yet. Schlesinger says, and I quote, "Insects that rely on those plants might be timed wrong. Those kinds of mismatches of timing are what we worry about," end quote. And they may also suffer from an inevitable cold snap this spring. And ticks may be out and about already. Richard Osfield, distinguishing senior scientist at Cary Institute of Ecosystem Studies in Millbrook, said, and I quote, "They come out whenever it's above 40 degrees, and it's been above 40 almost every month and almost every week all winter long," end quote. Jessica Frost, the U.S. Science Director of Blue Green Water Technologies, warns all of this is very difficult to predict. Frost said, and I quote, "Biology can be incredibly unpredictable. We need data to make things predictable," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. WWNY reports that Representative Elise Stefanik endorsed Donald Trump for president in 2024 on March 4th at the Conservative Political Action Conference. Stefanik said, and I quote, "We see past the left's politics of personal destruction. We see past the left's politics of personal destruction. We have exposed the corrupt and complicit mainstream media, and we must take our country back in 2024 by re-electing President Donald J. Trump," end quote. On the night after a riotous mob attempted to overthrow the U.S. government, Stefanik voted against certifying the fair results of the 2020 election, attempting to make Trump president against the will of the electorate. Stefanik represents the 21st Congressional District in New York, which now includes Rensselaer County. Read more about this story at the WWNY website. On March 9th, Columbia County's Public Transportation Service expands, adding a new run of its shopping shuttle bus from 6:45 a.m. to 8 a.m., Monday through Saturday, and another on Sundays from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Public Transportation Committee Chair and Supervisor Michael Chimides said, and I quote, "Public transportation contributes to economic development, public health, and quality of life. I am grateful to be working with great partners to improve this vital service," end quote. There were over 21,000 trips on the shopping shuttle bus in 2022, which loops through major shopping spots and other locations in Greenport and Hudson. The Columbia County Board of Supervisors is considering other changes to its transportation policies and will hold public hearings on the issue at 6:30 p.m. March 15th at 401 State Street and another online hearing at 6 p.m. on March 28th. You can find a link to that meeting on the WGXC Newsroom website. The public can also submit written comments by emailing sherry.franks@columbiacountyny.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the Donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grand. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.